Welcome, Tale Tellers, to today's episode. We have two new stories just for you, and they're crazy ones at that. Our first story is titled, The Growling Outside My Door, by Buns of Cheese. Awesome name. And the second is, The Driver from Hell, by GNGRSMRF. Gungsmurf. That's my best shot, buddy, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. And I have an episode surprise for you at the end from that author. Speaking of surprises is my fans, because they always surprise me with something cool. Time for shoutouts. Troy Shaw, mate, thank you for your awesome support and your likes. Cheers, buddy. Arcane Brother, thank you so much for your support and your comment on episode 80 about that guy with the baseball bat. Cracked me up. Cheers, mate. Sin, thanks for the constant likes. You legend. Dennis Stu Eisenberg. Quasar Bolt, you legend, buddy. Thanks for the likes. KT Sturgill, who you can find online on YouTube at KTWorldXYX. Thank you for your lovely comments. The Mad Catter. Top bloke and fantastic voiceover artist. You can check out his channel on SoundCloud as well. He is very talented. The Crazy Town Podcast, for all your weird and wacky news, visit them. They're some funny blokes. Marie Cullen, Corey25Lin, and Clan Alesso, who have been listening recently to my episodes. Thank you so much. So you awesome listeners, before I jump in, today's episode in particular, the second story of this episode, is full of curse words. So some of you right now are happy, and some of you not so much. As a result, I want to declare that there is explicit content in this second story. So please, if you are adverse to curse words, skip that second story. Okay, Telltellers, turn the lights off, the sound up, and listen to something different. Many years ago, I got my first bachelor apartment. It was a basement unit in a two-story walk-up on the edge of my town's campus. So, naturally, it was an eclectic mix of wealth and poverty. I was somewhere closer to the latter. This place was tiny, with a mattress on the floor against one wall, feet against the edge of the mattress and touched the far wall with my fingertips. So there wasn't much space. The kitchenette was to the right of the apartment door, and there was a tiny bathroom in the back. One night, around 4 a.m, I heard growling. And because my apartment was so small, and I was so close to the apartment door, and because it was so dark, it sounded like the growling was inside my apartment. It sounded like there was an angry, hurt animal growling on the other side of my living room and in the pitch black. That was truly terrifying. I lay there, under my blankets, terrified. The growling went on for almost 30 minutes and would get louder and more angrier, then taper off a little. Then louder and angrier and high-pitched, like a wail or a shriek. Then stop. Finally, I heard this scratching on my door, and the growling stopped. There was nobody in my apartment, never was. It was my next-door neighbor, and apparently, she believed she was possessed. She did this a few more times. She would lie on the floor outside my apartment door, in the hallway, out of sight from my peephole, so I couldn't see her. I could hear her growling and speaking something that wasn't English, and always well into the night. I had no phone, and ours were the only apartment in the basement, as the rest of it was the furnace and water heaters and storage. So, when I wanted to go out, I had to pass her apartment, which started becoming a bad time. Every time I needed to leave home, it got to the point where I had to tiptoe past her door, because if she heard me, she would rush to her front door and start banging on it, shrieking and cursing, until I was far enough away that I could not hear her. I spoke with the landlord, or super, and he said that she was fine. As far as his experience with her were concerned, she was a lovely, quiet woman who mostly kept to herself. Of course, because we were the only tenants on that floor, nobody else heard what was going on, so it was her word against mine. About a month after speaking with the super about her, she set fire to her apartment cooking toast. She just put the bread on the burner and forgot about it and set a small fire. Nobody was badly hurt, The building was evacuated and she went to the hospital with smoke inhalation, but was released the next day. When they went in to assess the damage, they discovered that she had written on every square inch of her apartment walls in small, neatly written cursive handwriting. Vegul religious scripture-style verses, apparently in an attempt to keep the demons contained. I moved out at the end of the month and never looked back. I heard through a friend that she was diagnosed with severe schizophrenic disorder and some other things, and was put on a heavy course of medication to deal with it. To this day, I wouldn't know her if I passed her in the street. I never once saw the woman who became feral and lay growling and shrieking outside my door. I only heard her, and she scared the living crap out of me. Driver from hell. So, a while back, I had car problems, so I hired rides off this credible website. It wasn't Uber or Lyft. Anyway, I got to talking with this guy, and he started telling me how little this company pays him. He offered to give me a deal on rides if I paid him cash. I thought, okay, how different is that from Uber or anything else? So for a few months, everything was okay. Except that I hated this guy's personality. Like, he never shut the fuck up and had nothing to say. So when my car got fixed, he asked me for some extra money for gas and time. I said, okay, since my car is a piece of shit, and I would probably have to hire him again. But I told him I didn't get paid until Friday. So, at 11:56 Thursday night, I get a text from him asking where his money is, and when he can come get it. I didn't answer this text because I didn't know. My check hadn't come through yet, and I had to go to the bank first, etc., etc. Also, I work third shift, so I have an odd schedule. So, I went home Friday morning and went to sleep. I woke up thinking I could maybe go to the bank on the way to work, and have him meet me after work Saturday morning. So I yawn, stretch, look at my phone.
What?
20 fucking text messages, all threatening to take me to court. Come to my house, come to my work. Then he said he had to put my name, number, home address, and work address online, so quote, weirdos could come after me. I text him that he is a fucking nut job and to never contact me again, and that if him or anyone else comes near me or my house, we will defend ourselves. I live in a rural area and all my neighbors are armed and have dogs and do not take kindly to troublemakers. So that was Friday about 8 p.m. when I texted him to leave me alone. From 8 p.m. Friday to 11 a.m. Saturday, I received over 150 text messages from this guy, literally telling me he will never stop harassing me. He even used Google to text from other numbers and told me that's how he was doing it, so I couldn't block him. I had to file harassment reports with the police, where I work, and the sheriff where I live. I informed my boss that this guy was threatening to cause trouble at my job. I called the driving company that this guy had worked for and filed a complaint. I'm at the point where let's not meet applies to everyone now. I don't want to meet anyone new and sure as fuck am not letting anyone in my life if I can help it. People are fucked. Now before we end the story, The Driver from Hell, the author of this story contacted me with some extra information about the text he was sent. Now I really wanted to share this with you, and with his permission, I'll read out what he received from the other guy before finishing the story. Okay, just some of the texts I got. Do you really think giving me the silent treatment is going to make this go away? I'm willing to work with you on this, but I absolutely will not let this slide. Give me a reasonable response and make this easy on the both of us. Or continue ignoring me and I'll become more annoying than any bill collector you've ever dealt with. I know where you work and where you live, and I will not hesitate to remind you daily about your debt. What is more convenient, paying a debt that you owe and that is morally the right thing to do, or evading that debt, going to court, paying court fees, and ultimately losing the court case? Meanwhile, I will text and call constantly. It's perfectly legal when a debt is owed. Sure, you can change your phone number, but that costs money too. Oh, I also know how to create new phone numbers with Google. So, good luck blocking me. Your phone number, address, and place of work are about to be shared with 323 people who really like me. I have an additional record label page that reaches 500 weirdos worldwide. Shall I release the information tomorrow morning to them as well? I will happily tell everyone to leave you alone and delete all public posts as soon as I'm paid. You'll probably be getting texts from all sorts of places now. It's out of my hands. I am familiar with the parameters of harassment. From various work-related seminars, I can just send pictures off toast for the next 10 years. That's legal. Or maybe bad limericks. You are a bad person. Think about it long and hard. You are a bad person and you know it. You are why Christianity is disappearing from the world. The example you set is repugnant. And this is something that the author left with me. The thing is, I never owed him anything. He asked me for more money, and I was initially willing because I figured I might need to hire him again. So these are just examples of what was sent to him. But he also said something to me that was really poignant. It's scary. Could you imagine if a single mum took an Uber home and the driver didn't like her and posted a get her with home or work addresses and phone numbers? Now that is frightening. You raise a really good point. I guess there is a lot of power in a phone number and an address. It just proves how careful we have to be. Thank you so much for the story and the extra content. Cheers, mate. Okay, creepy tale tellers, that was today's two stories. I can't imagine living next to a possessed woman, or a woman with schizophrenia. I mean, that is the sort of nightmare fuel that keeps people up at night for months. For example, you come back home from work, just relaxing, cooking your dinner, then this. I don't think the first thing you think of is, no, you scamp you, you possessed woman you. Seriously. My workday is hard enough as it is without demon women scaring the pants off me. You've got guts. Actually, you've got buns of steel from buns of cheese. I went there. Yep, I went there. Also, our second story, aka the driver from hell, aka crazy taxi, the crazy amounts of texts, the threats, enough to make you lose your mind, let alone sleep. You've handled this really well, mate. So good stuff. And I just realized, GNGRSMRF. Does that stand for Ginger Smurf? Huh. Well, okay. That makes so much more sense now. Well, thank you both for your story, and I'm looking forward to the next episode. Trust me, Telltellers, it's a keeper. So Telltellers and fans of the creepy, this is the place where stories live, and you Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.